There are all types of awards to win in this world. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. There's the Grammy Awards, where we honor the world's sexiest grannies.
No, that's...
I think that's also something I'd like to win, though.
The Oscars, where we honor America's most valuable natural resource, our movie actors.
Yeah.
And then there's the Golden Globes, where I stand in front of the mirror with only a shirt on and honor my downstairs mix-up.
Oh.
They're gold.
Doctors told me that dipping them in gold would be bad for my health, and you know what? They were right. I'm in pain every single day.
Oh.
But is it
hurts
worth it?
A lot.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Pain, though.
Sometimes in life you have to endure some pain to enjoy some glimmer, and that's what I say. But there's another prestigious award that we have that's probably more sought after than all of those. I'm talking about the Darwin Awards. Oh. Sadly, though, the people who win these awards will never be able to accept them in person.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they did.
Oh.
Like, all the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, the Darwin Awards recognizes the stupidest ways that people have gotten themselves killed over the past year. And 2018's winners were just announced. So let's go over the list.
Okay.
Number six, a 35-year-old man in Malaysia was driving down a highway when he spotted a 12-foot python sleeping on the side of the road.
Oh,
crazy. Keep
and
driving.
He immediately thought one thing. Wow. That snake is probably worth a lot of money.
Oh, no.
So he put on some gloves and carefully grabbed the snake by the head and then picked it up off the ground.
Okay.
Wow, brave.
Yep.
Jeez.
And then while the reptile was grasped in one hand, he hopped back on his motorcycle and started driving down the road home.
One-handed.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Yep, and there's a big weight differential there, too.
Yeah.
Hard to balance holding a snake while riding a motorcycle. But soon the snake woke up and wasn't happy that he was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, probably.
Which is weird. Normally, snakes like motorcycles. We all know that, but
I'm sure he was just upset that he didn't get a helmet.
Yeah, like, that's why he's mad.
That's not
for
safe.
Sure.
And the snake slowly started wrapping its body around the man's body and constricting it in self-defense.
Uh-oh.
Unable to move, the man swerved off the road. His body was found the next morning, still in the grips of the snake.
Oh!
Wow, the snake didn't let go, man.
No.
He really was mad.
Number five, a 46-year-old man in England went to go see a movie at the theaters, and after it was over, he realized that he'd forgotten his cell phone inside. So he went back and looked on the floor underneath his seat, but he accidentally pushed the button to lower the electronic footrest down, and his head immediately became stuck.
No.
Shut up. This is awful.
The situation caused him to panic, and he started having a heart attack. Employees found him and called the cops, but by the time he reached the hospital, it was too late.
Oh, my God.
No.
Not
See,
a good night at the movies for
him. Cell phones do kill you.
These are the Darwin Award winners recognizing the dumbest deaths from this past year. Number four, a 50-year-old man in Romania was wandering through a field near his village when he discovered an old World War II grenade poking out of the ground.
Okay.
So naturally, he dug it up and brought it home with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure if the grenade was still active or not.
It's not a chance you want to take, man. Like,
ever.
Well, he thought he could find out by pounding it with a hammer.
No.
What?
Are you being serious?
No.
Good idea.
Take it to a specialist.
Shockingly, the hammer strike caused the grenade to explode right there in his face. His face and the entire garage was destroyed. But at least he got his answer.
Yeah.
Totally.
Number
three, a 20-year-old man in Boston was on a booze cruise with a bunch of his friends.
Fun.
And after consuming several alcoholic beverages, he wanted to show off for some of the ladies on board.
Oh, great.
So he went to the side of the boat and started doing handstands on the railing.
Okay.
Very smart.
Oh, gosh.
Crew members quickly ordered him to stand down, but he snuck back up. As soon as the crew turned their backs, he was performing a maneuver described as, quote, a type of vertical one-handed push-up.
Oh, no.
One-handed?
Yeah.
That's when amazing.
His hands slipped and he toppled overboard into the Boston Harbor. He was found by divers 3 hours later.
Whoa.
Oops.
Yeah. Drunk people and swimming don't
go.
Yeah.
Those
boats. Ladies were impressed, though.
They're like, wow, we fully committed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Number two, a teenager in Singapore wanted to go viral.
Uh-oh.
Online, and he had a great idea on how to do it. While walking over a bridge, he handed his cell phone to a friend and said, film this. Then he ran and leapt over the side of the bridge. His intention was to land on the back of a moving truck that was passing underneath. Kind of like you see in the action movies, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
It's tough.
It's just not, I mean...
There's stuntmen on a set that do that.
Right.
And they make it look a lot faster, I think, than it probably really is.
Well, the teenager mistimed his jump.
Yeah, it's shocking.
And missed the back of a truck by about 4 feet.
Ugh.
and then was immediately struck by a following car, and he didn't make it. No word on if the video went viral, but I'm guessing that it didn't go viral. Yeah, if you're trying to do that kind of thing, make sure you're a trained professional.
And that's the worst, that it didn't go viral. After all, I know, the man
seriously
committed his life for this.
Guys,
if it would have gone viral, you know what? His friend should have still posted that and been like, hey, my
sick
friend's an idiot and died doing this. But he wanted to go viral. That was his dying wish. So if you could just give this a like or
that'd
two,
be great.
You know, a retweet sick or something, and let everybody know that he wanted to go viral.
Yes.
And the number one dumbest death from last year that won a Darwin Award is a man in Texas that was an alcoholic, but not an ordinary alcoholic. He preferred to take his liquor rectally.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, butt chugging?
His wife said he was, quote, addicted to enema cocktails.
Oh,
sounds nice.
My God.
And often drank his whiskey cokes in his bum. One night, I guess Michael consumed two 1.5-liter bottles of sherry.
Oh,
more than 100 fluid ounces right up there.
Now, do you do that with other people? Is it a social thing still?
Yeah, like, hey, you guys want to drink?
Yeah, when you're this hardcore, you just do it whenever. He passed out, but his body continued to absorb the alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And the next morning, he was dead.
Oh.
The 58-year-old did a pretty good job of embalming himself, though, because ordinary toxicology reports his blood alcohol level was 0.57, so
did
quite
you say
a
blood
huge
or butt alcohol level? I couldn't tell.
Probably both.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the dumbest way that somebody died last year. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.